and the visit of Cookie the first time in a month or more. This Thursday night, the 21st of October, 71, at supper. Channel 2 right, and beginning the visit was Cookie, the first one in a month. This Thursday at supper, the 21st of October, 71. Channel 1 right. Channel 2 right. Beginning the visit with Cookie, Thursday at supper, the 21st of October, 71.
I do a few of them now and then.
I wish I had you, I would just share it.
What's wrong with the light? We don't seem to have much light. Maybe that's your place. Sit down there.
Yeah. Are you ready to eat, Mark?
Yes, ma'am. I'm washing my
hands. Yeah, big time. Oh, man alive. Oh, man. Hey, I forgot I hadn't had I forgot to eat lunch. We got off on all this other stuff.
Yeah?
That old plow. We worked on it a little bit.
What, you run too deep, or... Don't we run deep enough, or?
Well, it's easy to show you.
All right.
This is a new, symptom. This is not one we had before.
You wouldn't want one. You wouldn't want an old symptom.
No, uh-uh. No, that'd be too simple, Faye.
Hey, who wants something that you can just go out and fix?
Who used that plow last?
You did, and me.
Where?
Out here. No, out yonder. For that little patch of rye, isn't it?
No, I'll be daggone. Who plowed the garden out here last year?
Well, that was the summer.
Last summer. Last spring. This past spring.
Yeah. But that was since we put that in, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. No. Did we plow it with that? Yeah. The little one didn't work, would it?
That's right. Yeah. I didn't do it, by golly. I didn't use that plow last. And you didn't use it last, by gosh.
No, I didn't.
Mr. Jim used it last.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Sure did. Did he use it on the big hammer? Big tractor?
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like it sets right up under it, somehow or other. It seems to fit the little Ford tractor better.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take off the tongue. That,
Yeah. On the AC we do.
Yeah.
I didn't last year, no I didn't.
I didn't think we did, but gee whiz, it wouldn't even go on there without that. With that thing on.
No, I didn't take that. I didn't take that drawbar off.
I didn't think so either.
No, sir.
Well, there's something curious happened.
I didn't take that drawbar off. There's about that much distance between the end of the drawbar and the drawbar on the plow.
Oh.
The first one.
Just a very little place.
Very little. That's right.
That don't matter.
But there was nothing. I didn't have to take it off.
Yeah.
I remember that.
What's about the lights, Faye?
Very distinctly.
Well, we can see you all right.
That one
there.
Yeah.
I remember that very distinctly.
Y'all, go ahead.
I don't use
I'll
this
be with you, man. Go ahead and eat.
Read.
Don't wait on me.
Man.
Very distinct.
Well, sir. It's all cattywampus now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll straighten it out.
You got to work in the morning.
I got to work in the morning, yeah. Yeah, I got to play boss tomorrow.
Oh, don't tell me. Boss leaving?
Yeah.
He going off?
Yeah, he done gone.
Just some juice.
He done gone.
He left
this morning. I mean this evening after work.
You gonna take a trip?
Going up in Georgia.
I wish I knew somebody in Georgia.
You know, we're gonna have to take off some Tuesday and go up to Georgia.
I don't want to take off Tuesday and go to Georgia. I want to go up and stay a month or two.
You do?
That's what I get anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well?
I want to go slow, and there's things I see along the way, I want to stop and talk. Take a day or two to get it out, Doctor. Way out of town, daughter.
Well?
Hey, that's right tasty.
You need some salt? You know, you never know what this stuff tastes like.
You don't need a thing.
And you got it in there.
Just put it out there.
Okay.
Do you like to add salt to your vittles?
Mm-hmm.
Always too prominent, isn't it? Unless it's cooked in it.
I never know when stuff's salty. One thing.
Thank you. Yes.
I just eat it.
You know, I don't know about that. Last time Mark was out here, he talked about the jiggers. And this time, was it a while ago, he got into the big ants.
Yeah, I'm learning all sorts about all the animals on this farm. Now, those are red ants. Apparently, I dug a hole for a fence post right in the ant mouth.
Yeah. I got bit by a scorpion on the back of the neck the other day.
Oh, I didn't know they were around here.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a lot,
please. He sure laid one on me. Sure laid one on me. That thing did.
Where was this?
At the university, right back then.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
I can't see anything. But
all hooved up there looked like a goose egg for a day or so. Everybody wanted me to go to the infirmary. All that kind of thing.
You was?
Yeah, they tried their best to get me to go to the infirmary. I said, no, I'm all right.
Well, that's good for that.
And you'd all swelled up?
Yeah, it's all swelled up weird like that.
On your neck?
Yeah.
Well, you must figure there ain't much up above that. Should be bothered.
They ain't.
Oh.
They ain't.
I tell you, I'd go. I'd light out.
Yeah.
These bites.
Mm. I'd like one now. I wouldn't have went over when I got that disc knocked out of place. Well, I wouldn't have went then if they hadn't made me.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, you were stove up for some time afterwards.
I know it.
You walking around here like a cripple? You had a cane there for a while.
I know it. Not in bad shape.
What do people have against going to the doctor when they're hurting?
I don't know, I just don't like them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
I got my mess of doctors when they couldn't find out what was causing my head to hurt. I went to every type of doctor imaginable.
Yeah. That's right, he did.
And it turned out all he had was an abscess tooth. and they done everything to him.
That's right.
I was out here walking onto the cane, and I couldn't see where it was going. Driving an automobile, and the white lines was going like that. I was out here trying to plow, and I couldn't stand for a half time.
Pretty bad.
I had the headaches so bad I couldn't see. Oh, did I ever have a headache?
I never saw such headaches, but man, keep going, but you didn't.
I did that for 2 years.
Yes.
And they said all manner of things was wrong with you, could be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off your rocker, for one thing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's right flattering, ain't it? Right, all the things they remember this.
I went up to Dr. Cunningham. He looked at me, pecked on my knees, looked in my eyes. Mr. Cook, you just got a headache.
Remember to look
just
at your
the
teeth.
Words he told me. Mr. Cook, you just got a headache. I said, I knew that, Dr. Cunningham. Very well, do I know that? Well, he said that'll be $35.
That's right. You even had your old friend up a stump.
Sure did.
The one you used to know in Hawthorne.
That's
went
right.
Up to Lake City.
Well, he had, at least he had enough sense to say, well, Cookie, I just don't know what your trouble is. He did tell me. That
and he didn't charge
know.
The $35.
And he didn't charge me a nickel. But he did give me the only relief I ever had in 2 years. He gave me a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only relief I had in 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And all he had
that's
was
a
abscess.
Long time. Yeah, a long time to go with an abscess, too.
You know, telling how long he's had.
I got down to where I didn't weigh but 107 pounds. I was a walking skeleton.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't I fake?
Gant looking.
We thought the end was in sight.
Well, everybody else thought I was going to thought I was just going to dry up and blow away.
I didn't know how you kept on. That's the thing. kept on moving around.
I was 148 pounds. And I've been working 16 hours a day for how many weeks? 7 weeks, isn't it? 6 weeks.
Long time.
16 hours a day,
uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working 8 hours in the
now
daylight.
I don't know about that. See, he works over there on campus.
Yeah.
From 8 to 5.
8 to 4:30.
And you work at night, too?
I went to work at 10 o'clock and worked till 6 in the morning.
That's how you do it.
I'll tell you, I had determination. There was a few things I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only way for me to get them.
Yeah.
And I bought one of them today, and I bought two of them week before last.
Okay.
I sure did. I bought me one purebred Hereford cow today.
Oh.
You'd seen her?
Yes, I saw her.
How'd you get up there?
I went up there and picked up a truck body, then I went up and castrated some calves for him.
Well, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you have to go up there and castrate calves for him?
He did. He wanted me to do it.
What was wrong then?
Chicken heart.
Thank you. This would be enough. Maybe sure. This would be sufficient for me, yes.
Well, he got a nice little place out there, hadn't he?
Yes, sir, he has. Right out in the woods where
yeah.
Nobody can't bother him.
And you know, he had it fixed up when I was up there, just enough. I tell you, you don't need to fix it up too much.
Hmm. It ain't fixed up too much now, guy. I mean, you got a nice, clean, comfortable place to live, mm-hmm. but as far as being fixed, it, uh-uh.
An old ratty fence, isn't that old shed out there for now?
Yeah, still there.
You know, I know where that dad is too. And they've got, it's nice up there, a lot of nice people. But his daddy, I don't know. Do you know his daddy?
Never met him. Never saw him.
Well, his wife died, and 2 months he had a new one. I sold him a bunch of my cows. He paid me cash, and I went up there a couple of weekends after that to see him. He went up there to see him too, and he couldn't be bothered. He went over there to Lake Butler to collect some rent or something.
Who? Tommy?
The daddy.
Oh.
You know Tommy's brother?
No, I don't know him. I just know Tommy. I don't know whether I know him well enough or not.
Well, I didn't see the bright side of any of them.
But say, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I got next to him this morning.
How's that?
Well, I'd been trying to buy the cow.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to buy her a month, 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she had a nice calf.
She hadn't had it.
I mean, he had a nice calf on her, and he was going to price me the cow and calf together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the calf that was on her.
Yeah. I said, Tommy, you're just too high. He said, what would you give? I said, I'll give you $225 for the pair. No, he said, I won't do that. I said, well, what do you want for him? He said, I want $245 for the pair. No, I won't do that. I just let it rock on, because I knew he was going to come to me one sooner or later. So today he comes to me and said, Cookie, he said, you still want to buy that cow? I said, yeah, the price is right. Well, he said, well, you call right. I said, how much did you tell me you got of that calf the other day? He said, that's beside the point. I said, no, I'd go right along with it.
Uh-huh.
I said, you told me that I could have that cow and calf for $245. I offered you $225. That's right. I said, you sold a calf for $93.50, didn't you? Yes, sir. I said, well, just subtract that off of that $245, and I'll give you $135 for the cow. He said, come and get her the first of the week.
You know, when the time comes, it don't take any time to trade, does it?
That's right. He was ready to let that cow go because she will not fit in with his herd.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more or less a woods herd now where you're going to have to get him up every night.
And she won't go out there.
She ain't going to leave that. She's going to come up that gate and she's going to keep butting on that gate till she gets some groceries.
She won't go out there like a woods cow, you see.
Oh.
She just a pet. He made a pet out of her. She just, by golly, he says, now I'll tell you, you will have to feed that cow every time she comes up to the gate or she'll tear it down. And I said, no, she won't. I said, oh, let's put her out there where she can get plenty to eat and keep it by her. Well, now he said, that might work.
Is she bred?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She bred in the supposed to have March calves. It's a little late, but better late than never.
Not too late for me. I'd rather have them a little late in the middle than early. Except all these people around me have December and January calves, and they do better than my February calves. So, something wrong with me.
Well, I'll tell you. I got next to him, though.
Hmm.
he couldn't back out. I mean, there was no way. The way I brought around and threw it to him just like that, right in the face, he had to said, "Go ahead."
He couldn't do anything else. He was caught, running.
He been caught.
And you knew how much he got for the cash.
Yeah, he told me, see.
They always brag on those things, man. Huh.
See, you got to remember them things. He told me what he got for the cash 2 weeks ago. And I said, well, you just subtract that from $245. I said, in other words, I'll just give you $135 for the cow. I said, I'll make us both happy.
Yeah.
He said, come on, get her. I pulled her money out.
And bring a little something for her to eat on the way home, I guess you'd say.
He didn't tell me that, but I've got to get a motor in my truck before I can go get her. Tell her about that, yeah.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
Tell you, over there, see, Cougar, what the state pays him is at least he gets.
See all his trading, he's working at night.
No.
Why, the state pays you just enough to pay.
Oh.
That's out there where he works, you see, that other boy. Yeah. He's a nice boy, I run him.
Crawford.
What's his real name?
I don't know.
Well, they don't call him Tommy out there. yes. See?
Yeah.
This truck he's got. That night?
Yeah, 3:00 in the morning.
God almighty.
You got what, Cookie?
Breaking down in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
An old man and his wife. Well, he's retired, already retired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just been married again. Married the third time in 4 months.
Yeah. And he had this 62 Chevy pickup truck.
Right. Had four practically new tires on.
Yes. What kind were they?
Mud grips on the back and 716 mud grips on the back and G7815 polyester on the front. Each one of them front tires cost him $50.
About that.
Well, we had to show them at the station there, the same tire, one in Firestone, same cord, polyester cord in Firestone tire.
Yeah.
We cost him about $52.
Yeah.
A piece, put on and balanced. He threw the rod, slapped through the side of that motor. I mean, there's a hole in that motor you can put that teak up in.
Oh.
And he knew he couldn't get it fixed that night, nor the next day, nor the next day. And he knew he had to be back in Memphis, Tennessee the next day.
Yeah. So he walked on up to the station?
Yeah, he walked up the station, yeah. I give a man $2. To go down the road about a mile, pull his old truck up there, paid out of my pockets, you know, because I knew I'd done hit a trap.
Yeah.
And he pulled it in up there, pretty good looking old truck. I didn't do too much looking, you know.
Yeah.
that he could see. I looked out of the corner of my eye.
Oh, yeah, you didn't just go out there and start examining it.
No, that's
you wouldn't just go look at it.
No, that's the root of all evil when you're trading.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. That's the dead giveaway.
Did you interest in?
Yeah, I made it like I wasn't interested. I asked him, I said, well, no, he told me, he said, I've got to sell a truck. Because he said, I've got to get back to Memphis, Tennessee. And I stood around there and drank a cup of coffee and milled around. His old lady was sitting out there in the truck. She sat out there for about 20 minutes. And he's getting restless. I said, well, neighbor, I said, just how much would you have to have at that truck, right the way it says? Uh-huh. I said, then you just take your suitcase out the back and just get on a bus and go ahead. Well, sir, he said, if I had the money to get on the bus, he said, I wouldn't ask you. But he said, I ain't got enough money to get on the bus, both of us. He said, I'll tell you what I want. He said, I want 2 bus tickets from here to Memphis, Tennessee.
Cookie.
Very good.
Cookie.
And all it needs.
I can't stand this. And what?
I got him 2 bus tickets to Memphis, Tennessee. And he gave me the title of the truck.
And all the truck?
I got to put a motor in the truck.
And that old motor out there will go in it.
I won't
think. Sure will. Got the title in my pocket. Black and white. And he done signed it. Up there.
He has done signed it.
Yes, sir. See right down there?
Of all the trading you've done, I've never heard anything like that before.
Ain't no use for me to go by and buy a new truck or a new car.
Just to waste money, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got something for you and God to sport around in now, babe. This is up better than that truck. Now you can sport around in it.
What have you got?
I've got a 1953 Chevrolet 4-door sedan that runs like a charm. Automatic.
1953
Chevrolet 6-cylinder that will get you 18, 19, 20 mile a gallon gasoline. And it's got 5 those big, wide, white wall tires on them. I mean, the white wall on them is that wide. They're from the rim out to the ball of the tire is white. Goodyear.
Yeah.
It runs like a charm. I want you to know, it runs like a charm.
And you didn't have to do anything to it?
All I done was change oil in. I put a generator on. And I bought it worth the money. But I'm going to have a headliner put in it. Now I'm going to bring it down here and let you go drive to school, drive to work.
Well, it couldn't be. At the worst, it couldn't be any worse than what we're driving. these things won't. We go take a garage, pay $100, and next thing, got them again.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's got, it drives like a dream. It drives better than that Cadillac Eldorado I had, and I ain't joking nobody.
53. It's almost 20 years old.
Almost. Very surprising.
Well,
I'm second owner of it.
You hear that?
Not that she's keeping eating this.
Got 64,000, 65,000 actual miles on.
That's much mileage, is it?
No. Right. 65,000 actual miles.
Well, the age of it doesn't count to me.
I mean, you can take off on that thing and drive it right along for 55, 60, 65, right along with the good automobiles. You can.
Cookie. I guess you just picked that up, too.
Well, I give more money for it than I did the pickup truck.
I bet you did.
I'll tell you that. But the place I bought it and cause the money that I put out was going for, I didn't give too much money for it. There's three women in Gainesville are trying to establish a home for it's not a home, an organization to find homes for these able-bodied children from Sunline Training Center. And they have done a wonderful job so far. And this car was donated to them by this old gentleman for them to sell, to get money, to go on to carry their organization on. And by it being that, I didn't think $150 was too much money for it.
Yeah.
And I still don't. I mean, actually, the car is well worth $150 of anybody's money now. But the cause it was going for, the car was worth far more than that. When they told me what the cause was for, I didn't change words with them.
Yeah, that's a good cause.
Yeah.
Because I know, after the woman told me who she was and what they were doing, Helen said, yes, I remember. You come to Hope Cottage and got five girls and took them out, and they're all doing well. Mm-hmm. And she did.
Mm-hmm. Why did you run into her?
She ran an ad in the paper to sell this car. Laura did.
His daughter.
Laura did.
Thank you.
Well, she donated it.
She was mad because her car wasn't getting but about 12 miles a gallon gasoline. And then when Frank took my car, I was walking. I'm joking, I was walking. See, Frank took my Cadillac. His mama said that she thought Frank ought to have it. That made me mad.
You mean you don't have your Cadillac anymore?
Oh, no. I haven't drove that Cadillac Faye for 2 weeks.
Why, Cookie, I'm disappointed in you.
Too much for me. I never thought that would happen.
Well, now I'm gonna tell you. Me and Helen got in an argument here. It's been 2 months ago.
Yeah.
She said, "Now, it ain't fair. Laura driving a Cadillac. It is no more than right for Frank to take that 59 and restore it back to Richmond." Oh, that made me mad. After me working and on that thing and getting it all fixed up, I mean, it's a good automobile. Too much automobile for him. Far too much. And then she said, "I think Frank ought to have it." There wasn't nothing more said right then. And 3 weeks ago, She said, Frank would like to have that 59 Cadillac to restore original. Oh, that went all over me again. Just like water. I pulled the keys out of my pocket, that title out of my pocket. I signed that title. I said, take that goddamn thing. And I ain't been back in the trench. And I won't. I said, now look, bud, you're going to maintain that thing. You're going to keep it up. And if you wreck it, I'm going to swear and be damned you stole it. Now I will. I mean it. I will.
Well, Cookie, where are you driving?
Well, what time I ain't driving Grandma Todd's truck, I'm driving my old 53 Chevrolet. When I get my truck fixed, I'll take Grandma Todd's truck back home. And bring the 53 down here for you first to drive, and the yard won't be cluttered up.
So you never see that that Cadillac anymore?
I see it every day.
But you don't put your hand on it?
I don't touch mm-hmm. that thing. No.
I never thought the Helen would be so strong-willed as that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, guy. I give up everything that I had any pride in, that I really loved, except them two horses I know, I've had to give up. I have. They hold a grudge against me.
Well, I thought that Cadillac was good.
It was.
They hold a grudge against it.
Like that red Ford truck. That was a dandy. That was a good automobile. Good piece of equipment.
Oh, yes, it was.
I had a little topper on the back. We'd go any place we wanted to. In comfort and stay all night. If we wanted
That's
to.
Right. Yeah, it was sort of a camper.
Yeah.
They got mad about it. Because I was running around in it all the time. That's all I had to run around in.
Running around in it.
Running around to work.
Yeah, I'm driving to work and then going chasing parts or going trading. That's all I had. Well, I just wish you'd sell that old truck. It ain't nothing but a bother. About twice when they throw that into me, I'm wondering something got to give. I sold that thing topper and all for $733.50.
When you sold it, and it didn't please me at all that you sold it.
No, sir.
Yeah, we were all put out.
Everybody was put out.
But
it wasn't my will.
What?
It wasn't my will that I sold it. But I took all of their lip I could. I done that to keep them from mouth shut.
Just tied it. With all your traveling around, there's the only comfortable thing you'd have.
That's right. Then I had them old rattle tractor trucks. They were just happy as larks, as long as I had one of them old rattle tractors. They done sure was. Because they knew I couldn't get very far away from home, because I was afraid it wouldn't get me back.
You remember that in the joys I drove out here that day?
Yeah.
It got here, didn't
it? Yeah.
Frank drove it back.
And he never got back.
He didn't make it.
That's the kind of deal that I had to deal with, and they were happy as a lark.
Yes.
All right. Then I go on and pay $25 for this Cadillac in the junkyard. I pull it out, I get it painted, all fixed up, dolled up. I mean, a beautiful automobile. And it would run, too, and I ain't joking nobody. It'll jump out Monday. I put 20,000 miles on it. Never cost me nothing. I really love that car. I really liked it. I thought a lot of it.
Oh, it's just beautiful, you know. It really is.
Yeah.
And what's the only Eldorado running in the state of Florida today?
Yeah.
59.
I see.
Worth some money.
Oh, you kind of really attached to it. Too bad. You had to give it up.
You would even put your tool chest back there.
Well, I haul my tools and that thing all the time. Tools and parts.
And that didn't even show it.
No. And I had good tires on it. I just bought 4 used tires, half wore out for $8 a piece. Oh, man.
Well, now, Cookie, every Laura's got a Cadillac, Wayne's got a Cadillac. Had to keep this up, I guess.
Now, you had, Frank had that Dodge. The only trouble was his smoking.
And
he was going to put the rings in.
And he wouldn't drive it.
He came over here that Sunday to get some stuff, and he just came in here to check in. You know, I jump them every now and then. You know, they drive in, they don't check in. I never see them. So he was just being, you know, just checking in. And I went out there and looked at that thing, and I bragged on that thing, you know. And it was really smoking, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
You just had to look the other way, that's all right.
It used to pour the oil between Gaines and Hawthorne.
And Frank said he said, I don't know, he's going over there, put some rings in it. I've had experience putting rings in them, smoky ones, and I never get anywhere with a ring.
You know, you go up to the service station at that, and you could say, check the gas and fill it up with oil. Instead of saying, fill it up with gas and check the oil, well, you just reversed it.
Well, who got that hook,
Cookie? I sent it to up in Georgia.
You mean to the auction?
No, I found me a peddler. I made some money off of it. I'd give $50 for it when I bought it.
Yeah.
Put a tag on it, cost me $20. Sold it for $150. Got Frank out of bed at 3:00 in the morning, take it to the station. Yeah, I sold it right over there. I'd love to have a place of business over there.
Cookie?
I would. I'd love to.
On I-75?
You can make a living there. Wouldn't have to work for the state.
I wouldn't have to pump a gallon of gas.
You just trade.
Just sit there and trade automobiles.
And that's where they are.
That's where they blow them up at, is on I-75.
Yeah.
I saw a 66 Cadillac come in there, by golly, just blowed slap up.
Why, Cookie?
Sure was. I called the man a wrecker. He drove it in on the by the pumps, and it never would crank up. Never did turn over. When he cut it off, well, that's all she wrote.
Yeah. And you called him a wrecker?
I called him a wrecker. And the man gave me $5 for calling him.
Well, he ought to be able to pay it away.
So you wouldn't have to pump gas over there. Just
that's right.
Play your check.
Just play your check. Keep the king on the back row all the time.
Well, there's a station on every corner.
They don't stay open all night, though.
Oh, that's
that's right. The only one that stayed open all night at that particular spot.
Yeah, intersection.
That's right. That Texaco was the only one stayed open all night.
What intersection is that, Cookie?
Newberry and...
Newberry. Mm-hmm. Texaco.
That's not an intersection. It's the exit.
Yeah.
Interchange. Huh? Well, anyhow.
Well, golly, Cookie, you'll pick up another Cadillac.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Now this Haymore didn't go off so nice.
No, but I'm gonna keep on till I get it. He gonna get me that one, or I'm gonna get a new one out of him one.
He bought it, Faye.
He did.
Yeah.
I bought it and paid for it. And the man said, "Well, now you can come up here, bring your truck up here, and pick it up." We went from Ocala's lots where and looked at it in the rate, see.
Yeah.
Now I bought it, paid the man for it, and I went up to get it. Last Saturday was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I was supposed to went and picked it up. The man up there said, "No, no, I'm not going to let you have that mowing rate, because I'm going to buy it." I said, "Well, fella, I've got the bill here showing I paid for that, receipt showing I paid for that." And he said, "That's my property, and you can't pick it up." Well, I didn't want to stand there and argue with the man, you know. So I goes back down and tell Doug down to a tractor company. Well, he said, "You go back up there and you tell that man I said let you have that mower." And I said, "All right, I'll go tell him one more time." I made 4 trips up there. I still ain't got that mower. So I was down there yesterday. I said, "Doug, there's one thing about it. If you don't get me that mower and rake up there, you're going to get me a brand new mower, and I'll come back here and buy a brand new rake for the same price that you quoted me on that other one." He dropped the bill. Well, if you die, guess I'll have to. I hope the man don't let him have it. I hope the man does go ahead and buy it.
That's the dirtiest thing I ever heard of, eh? Now, that's up in Lightway.
Yes, sir.
And that's the man that runs the place or something? Works out there,
why? No, he don't work there. See, Swiss Tractor Company down in Ocala was let him have it as a demonstrator. He talked as if he was going to buy a new mower.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to buy a mower. He just wanted to use the demonstrator long enough to cut his hay and then the heck with you, buddy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And now then he got it up there and he was going to buy it. After I bought it for a song and sung it myself, well, he thinks he's going to.
Yeah.
Well, I done paid the man and got him a receipt.
But you haven't got the mower.
I haven't got the mower.
You know, I had the experience one time. Phillips up there last week brought that old John Deere diesel down here. It run fine and it sure would pull and it would just step out. The only thing was that it leaked all over. Including the diesel, whatever it was, you know, so that you didn't know just how long he's going to perform for you. But he left that down here the longest time. I practically raised a crop with that. And when I called him and told him that I told him the first week that I had a mechanic over looking at it, and he said he's going to take $500 just to get it in shape. And he said he'd put it in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But he never picked it up. And then he never put it in shape. But anyhow, he was sort of weakening at that time. He'd been up there a good while. And I don't know what it was. His expenses were so great, and I think it just kept him wore out. Phillips, he was nice to deal with. He's over on the right side of the road, right
yeah.
there on 441.
Yeah.
He went back over towards Santa Fe, back up in there, and I don't know whether he's in business or not, but he got a great big house back there, beautiful place.
I know.
Now, I told Mark that if anything he wanted to know, he could get in touch with you or some of these other fellas and find out. Now, he can drive a car, and he's mechanical. That had experience, but he can do that. And I get the idea that he likes doing it. He could pick up a job driving a truck or something around.
My gosh, yeah.
Maybe you work at the university now?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe I can see you over there and ask you.
We've got all kinds of work over there. We need some. They're short
on
money.
You don't
want
to work over there, Mark. Yeah. Get out of away from the goddamn university.
Well, I want to see the inside of a classroom, I hope.
No, you don't even want a campus. Go on out there.
Well, if you know of any job on a farm or carrying farm produce around in a truck or whatever.
He'll learn fast.
I don't, you know, haven't had much experience.
You don't have to tell him twice. If he, you know, get the knack of walking up for that. I never had no luck walking up for the proprietor and telling him I want a job. I got to go the back way or something.
In other words, you have to go all the way around your elbow to get to your thumb.
Can't be direct about it. He sees me and he knows I was hiring. Somebody got a sort of vouch from me saying that fellow over there, he don't look like much, but he'll stay with you, you know.
Nah.
That's one of the jobs I ever got.
You know, talking about jobs, I got fired the other day. Sure did. Old Lake come up over where I was doing some grading. Mr. Cook, he said, I just don't like the way you're doing this.
Well, he's your buddy, isn't he?
He's my boss.
Well, I know, but y'all get along.
Yeah, except that day. Oh, did we ever have. See, Mr. Cook, he said, I just don't like the way you're doing this. I said, Mr. Lake, I'm doing it just exactly like the supervisor told me to do it. Well, I don't give a damn. I still don't like it. I said, it's a poor time now for you to come and tell me. Because I done got the clay mixed up with the topsoil. That's the way Mr. Melvin wanted it done. I don't like it that way. I'm not going to have it that way. I said, take the goddamn stuff out then.
He just said, like that?
Yeah, he said, what do you mean? What do you mean when you talk like that? I said, I mean exactly what I said. Oh, he said, you're that type, are you? I said, yes, sir. You make up your mind how you want this graded and how you want this soil put in here and tell me exactly how you want it. Get the hell out of my way and let me alone and I'll do it. He looked at me. Look at me again. I think, oh, here I done gone.
You thought that,
yes. I thought old Cookie was done and gone. And he said, will you repeat that one more time? I said, you tell me, make up your mind how you want this done. How you want this soil mixed. Get the hell out of my way and let me alone and I'll do it.
Yeah.
He said, you know you got a point there. I said, yes, sir, because you've changed the grade on me 7 times on this one piece of ground right here.
Yeah.
He said, have I? I said, yes, sir. You changed it 7 different times. Now, I said, I want to know how you want it fixed, how you want it graded. I said, you tell me right now how you want this graded. Then you get off of this and let me alone and I'll put it that away. I want you to go by the high rise next time you go by there. The tire dorms, you know. I want you to look in there and see what a piece of grading I done. Now that's the pow where we had our powwow.
Yeah. And that don't show when people just walk back there. They don't know what end of that, do they?
But he had, and on top of that, the old rascal gave me I went from $2.42 an hour to $3.
And he okayed it?
He okayed it. Give me a raise of 58 cents an hour.
That adds up quarterly, yeah.
Give me a raise of 58 cents an hour. He sure done it.
And then he will go off and leave you alone. Tell you how to do and leave you alone.
I haven't saw that man yet. I haven't saw that man yet.
Yeah.
I busted the hydraulic system on that tractor. I mean, I just tore it all to pieces last week, last Friday.
Oh, you did finally have a...
Oh, did I ever tear it up? I done a good job when I did.
Oh, man. And that's the worst thing that could happen to it in my estimation.
But it was their fault. Thank God. They put me out there dragging that old gumbo clay, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that stuff sticks together.
Oh.
I had that yard and a half bucket just as full as it would pull it. I mean, I couldn't get no more on it. They said, now we want to put it up on top of that pile. Okay. All right. I rode that tractor on her hind legs, and I was walking her up there. And all at once, I heard it pop like a cannon. The front end of the tractor just come down, and that was it.
There
we go. And the 90-weight motor oil, 98-weight gear lube just flew all over the place.
Yeah.
I said, okay, boys, there she is.
Just walk off and leave it.
I unhooked from that pan and left to sit there. Took the tractor in, loaded on the truck, and took it to Ocala last Friday.
To Ocala?
Yeah. They ordered the gear, they ordered the pump, the whole hydraulic system.
God almighty, you really done it right.
Between $500, $550, and $600 worth. Yeah.
That Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That's Swift. Now, how'd you get in touch with Doug down there?
Well, he's the one who fixed this block out here for me.
Oh, is he the one?
He's the one, yeah.
Is that the first time you saw him?
Oh, no. No, I saw him before that, but I hadn't had no personal dealings with him until that day. But I can call him on the telephone now, and he says yes, sir, no, sir, to me.
After you sent a job down there, like that, yeah.
I went back yesterday. I left the plant at 20 minutes to 12. And by 10 minutes to 2, I was back to the shop and hooked on my pan.
Yes.
Went to Ocala, loaded the tractor, back. I stopped and got a cup of coffee on the way, too. 2 hours and 10 minutes. I was Ocala and back, ready to go to work.
Hey ho! Boy, things really move fast, don't they?
They wasn't expecting me back to 4 o'clock.
They thought you'd make a day of it.
They said everybody else would have. But I got the official word today that Lake could give me the 58-cent raise.
Well, I think I could take a little direction from a fellow that give me that.
Yeah. But it tickled them all to death over there because I talked to them. Everybody else was afraid to talk to Mr. Lake like that.
Oh, really?
Well, Leon Epperson wouldn't a bit more talk to him like that, nothing in the world. No. But I meant exactly what I said.
Man alive. Let me see if you want some more?
No. Heck, I got to go.
He was very impressed, I guess, with you. You know,
well, they just know now that I won't take no stuff off of them.
Yeah.
They can't drive me a bit further than they can knock me. I And I dare him to make a pass.
He knows who you are now. That's why he's I appreciate you standing up.
Well?
How much you want plowed up over there?
Well, I don't know. We'll talk about it when you get here.
Tomorrow afternoon. I'll be here tomorrow at noon. I'll come straight from the plant down here tomorrow at noon.
No, don't make a specter.
I'd planned to anyway.
Did you?
I'd planned to spend the whole weekend down here. Because I don't work Monday. I don't work tomorrow afternoon. And I don't want to.
You know, I'm sort of getting cold feet about that over there. You know, cold weather can just kill that stuff when you turn the roots up. And it don't have to be turned until the spring, late winter.
Down in February.
Turn in February. Now there's some down here that needs turning. Oh, it needs it bad, you see.
That down there in the valley, that needs to be turned up and tore up awful bad.
And oh,
getting rid of that old stuff.
And
yeah,
let it, yeah, let it get
that's
you.
What, that's what
that's
needs
more
turning,
like it.
You see.
That's more like it. I'd be all for that.
Then up here on top of the hill, we ain't got a thing up there.
Ain't got a thing up there.
We
and
need
that
to plow
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
fun.
This is a good time as any to turn that, isn't it?
Yeah, I can plow that and horses. I got to get the wire edge off them horses before next weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I got another parade. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to haul another load of girls.
Oh, you are.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I'm going to haul the queens this year, by gosh.
Mm-hmm. Right up in front.
Right up in front.
Yeah.
And I got to have them there on Friday night. But I got a haul of queens out on the football field with my horses and wagon on Friday night.
Yeah. You're going to have to get roses on your wheels?
They're going to do that. I'm going to take it up there Monday night.
They're
going to
decorate.
They're going to decorate the wagon. And now that's one ball game that you guys are going to have to come to. If I put them horses on that football field in that stadium, new stadium, here in Hawthorne, I'll come and get you and bring you back.
What horses would those be? Right out here?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to see
those.
What
are
you going to haul them in?
What? Them horses?
Yeah.
My truck.
Oh, you mean your watermelon truck?
My Dodge truck.
Your watermelon truck?
Yes, sir. I've got a trailer to haul a wagon on.
How you gonna get them in it?
Back them in the road bank down there someplace.
Yeah, road bank that
time. Yes, they are.
See those horses get up.
Yes, they are.
Cookie?
You watch me load them horses in that big truck.
Big
and
rowdy, don't know what they
are. You haven't even got any
sideboards? Yes, I have. All I gotta do is go pick them up.
Oh, I come?
Yes, sir.
Oh, they come with the truck?
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever happened to that fella? I haven't seen
I haven't
a herd
saw that.
Hair to hide of
him. I haven't saw him since I went and picked up that truck.
You ought to see that truck he's talking.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. When you go over and get them, pick him up and bring him over here.
I'll be him. I'll
and we'll
him.
Find out what in the world he has been up to.
And what he's not been up to.
Except you can't take it very long, can you?
No, I have to move.
And I can't even tell you. That's one man that talks me out.
I mean, I just can't stand it, that's all.
Oh, Frank. Hi, it's Frank. Frank Smith down at the Gaswell. Did he get along all right? He get more and more flat-headed. He used to be a nice fella.
Well, he's been around them university students and that's least getting just like him.
Well, something's come over.
That's
he
right.
He used to talk sense. And I go in there now every now and then and I hurry out. I get out as fast as I can.
I know it.